Welcome back to the Money Coach series on the Money Mindset podcast. So this is the last episode with this series, and I'm a little late getting it out. You would think that I'd be about caught up by now, but the kids are finally sleeping through the night, which has only been the last couple of days. I've been totally exhausted trying to get my garden ready for spring, trying to move animals around. It's just, you know, like I always say, my life is chaos. So we're getting back to like the normal level of chaos. So I have a teenager now. So we had birthday celebrations all weekend. It's just had a lot going on. And, you know, I got a little behind on the podcast. So I am getting videos out and up onto YouTube and new blog posts out. So I hadn't put out a new blog post in like a year since like last May. And I think I only put a couple out total last year at all. So I've been working on that as well. So to stay up to date, don't forget to sign up for the emails. Send you weekly inspiration, also catch you up on things happening. You can get on my email list by grabbing your free budget starter kit at budgetsmadeeasy.com/start. I'm also going to remind you real quick that the mastermind, we have moved the start date to April because I didn't even think about it. Spring break, people are traveling, they're waiting on their tax refunds. Our spring break isn't until the first week of April, so didn't even cross my mind. So at the request of several people joining the mastermind, we're actually going to start in April. So you have a little bit more time to meet with me, see if it's a good fit for you and join us. There are a few spots open. So check that out at budgetsmadeeasy.com/mastermind. And if you are listening to this after April 1st of 2024, I am sorry, it will open again in the fall. This is not a open all the time thing. It will only open twice a year. So if you want to check that out, it'll be in the fall. So make sure you're getting my emails, listening to the podcast, following along, all those good things. You know, follow me on Instagram. So if you want to be reminded, I do free trainings and different things through the year. But this mastermind, which includes one-on-one coaching, which is why everybody's so excited about it, because I do not offer one-on-one coaching very often. And so it's a great opportunity for you to get one-on-one feedback about your situation, that accountability. Plus, it includes the small groups. All right. So we're capping it at 10 because I just don't have the capacity to do one-on-one coaching with more than 10 people. So the most I've had at one time is 5. So I know my limits. It's good to know your limits. All right. So let's dive into today's topic. Hey there. Welcome to the Money Mindset Podcast. I'm Ashley Patrick, realistic, judgment-free money coach, and I've been a money coach for over 7 years. I break down the overwhelming side of money that keeps you in debt and living paycheck to paycheck. Let's dive into it. When you are meeting with a money coach, what do you need to do to prepare? And in order to make the best use of your time and get the most value out of your time, the more things you can do ahead of time, the better. But I know with working with one-on-one clients that sometimes those things that you need to get ready are what's holding you back and keeping you stuck. So you should be able to find a coach that will help you with some of those things if that is what's keeping you stuck. Because like I talked about in the previous Money Coach series episodes, finding a coach that will help you with whatever you are like stuck on and whatever you need help with is the key, right? And you know, some coaches will make you have your budget already done, but what if that's the part that you're stuck on? You should be able to find somebody that can help you with where you're at. And that is the most important thing. So things that can help you get prepared is to print off your credit report. So if you're in the US or Canada, I know other countries, I'm not sure what the procedure for that is, but I know US and in Canada have similar agencies. And I think maybe one or two are the same agency. But in America, we have Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and you can get a free credit report once a week. So it used to be one per agency per year. And since COVID, they changed it. And now you can get one per week per agency. So you can get 3 a week. Now, you don't need to get that many. Like, it's not going to change that drastically week to week. But you certainly want to do that before your first meeting. You also want to have written down what your average paycheck is. And if you're not sure, just write down the last like 2 months, what each paycheck was. You also want to have a list of what your regular bills and expenses are and their due dates. So those are things that a coach can't like get for you, the information, right? So you need to at least provide that information. Now, once you get to that point, if you're like, okay, I have the information, but I'm not sure what to do, that is okay. You can work through it and create your budget and your strategy and your plan with your money coach at the time. But if you're like, okay, I'm good, I'm excited, I'm ready to get started, you can go ahead and start working on those things so that you can work on other things with your coach. So it really depends on what you need help with, depends on like how much you want to do ahead of time. But the more you can do before you meet, the better. And if you have a coach that will let you send them information before your meeting so that they can, you know, maybe get an idea of things ahead of time so that they can prepare better as well, that is super helpful. For me, the way I do it, the first meeting is a 2-hour session so that we can go through all the numbers, all the expenses, and make a plan. Now, 2 hours may feel overwhelming, so I do let people book it into 1-hour sessions as well, but usually people are ready to just do it and get it over with, and we just knock it out in about an hour and a half or so, and then that last little bit is for questions or, you know, any tweaks, ideas, those types of things, and, you know, your next action steps for the next meeting. So the other thing you want to do is in between meetings is making sure at the end of your meeting that you're getting action steps. Okay, between our next meetings, this is what I want you to get done. And that should be in order of priority as well, because you may not get them all done. And that is okay too. But hopefully you have at least, you know, your highest priority. Like if not, if you don't get anything else done, get this done. And then maybe one or two or more after that. And then what I like to do is I kind of keep a running list of, okay, we talked about this, but this is like lower priority, you know, in the next 6 months or the next year, like these are some of the things for you to think about and work on. But you should have an action plan for what to do in between your meetings. So that is really like the biggest thing of what to prepare and what to expect ahead of time. Then once you're meeting, you should hopefully find somebody that listens, right? It's kind of like I was talking to my mom this weekend about finding a doctor that actually listens and not just listens, but takes what you're saying into account with how they decide to treat you. You know, my mom is almost 60. I'm almost 40. Like my mom knows what she's done, what she's tried, what works, what doesn't work. Like she knows her body. And to have a doctor not listen to that and still do what they want, even though they're not really listening, is super frustrating, right? Same thing goes for a coach. Like just because one strategy works for one client doesn't mean that it's going to work for another. And so you really need to find somebody that you feel like is listening to you. So during the session, whenever you are explaining like how you take in information and how you process information, and if that strategy that they're describing to you, if you think it is going to work or not going to work, it's important for you to express that and for them to listen to that. Because I have had clients that, you know, we tried like the traditional things that I teach, and that strategy of like payday routine and like tracking expenses and stuff, it just didn't work for her. And so what we did was we came up with another strategy, which was like 4 bank accounts for different things. And one was a spending account. So she can look at her spending account, know how much money is in there, know how much to put in there on payday. And then when it's getting low, she doesn't have to worry about if the bills are getting paid, if there's enough money for, you know, all the auto pay things, for the sinking funds. Like, she doesn't have to do all of that. And she doesn't have to do as much tracking either, unless you just want to. But for her, it just didn't make sense. And so, you know, it's a lot easier. You want to keep things simple, right? And so finding a coach that does that and doesn't have a like one size fits all mentality is going to be super helpful. So like during your meeting, it's important to advocate for yourself and make sure that what you need is being taken into account with the strategy of what to do with your money. And so that is very important as well. So that is something to kind of prepare for, is to, you know, make sure that you are being listened to and that you're able to express your feelings. And if you think something isn't going to work for you, express that, because you don't want to waste that time of, okay, you know, this coach wants me to go to the bank every Friday and get cash envelopes and do all these things, but you live 30 minutes from the bank and you just don't have that kind of time. So that is not going to work for you. It's not realistic for your schedule and for what you've got to do every week. And that's okay too. Like, you can do things digitally. You don't have to go get actual cash. So it's important that the strategy lines up with your life and making sure it's realistic for you to do, because otherwise you're setting yourself up for failure. So you want a coach that's going to help you set yourself up for success. And that means tailoring a plan for you, not cookie cutter, this is what I do with everybody type of thing. You want a plan that is personalized for you. That's why you're paying for a money coach, right? You can get general advice on YouTube. You can get general advice here on the podcast, right? But that doesn't mean that that is exactly what will work for you. And that's why you pay for a coach, so that you can get it tailored for you and for your real life. So that is what to expect during the meeting. So I've covered what to expect and what to prepare for before, during the meeting, you know, making sure that you're listened to, that you voice any concerns that you have, because your coach should tailor things specifically for you and should be listening to you. And then at the end should give you action steps for clear, like do X, Y, and Z before our next meeting. Now, in between your meetings, hopefully you have a coach that is checking in on your progress. Either like, I use Voxer. It's a walkie-talkie app. I love it because I can just send a voice note while I'm cooking dinner or doing other things, where like if I have to send an email or a text, I have to like stop what I'm doing to do that, right? And so that's why I like Voxer. But get an idea of what access is to your coach in between your meetings. So can you send them questions through email, through an app? You know, might be WhatsApp, could be Voxer, could be Marco Polo, could be Telegram. Like, there's tons of apps out there that you can use, right? And so make sure that your expectations line up with what they are going to do for you during that time, right? And then get an idea of how often they want in between your meetings. So for me, for example, we have a 1-hour meeting once a month. 2 weeks later, we have a check-in to see where you're at with your action steps. Did you do it? If you didn't, okay, why? And what do you need to get done between that quick check-in between the next 1-hour meeting? And so basically you're having contact every 2 weeks. And then you also have the check-ins electronically through app or email, whatever the case may be. So make sure that you know what to expect in between those times as well, right? I think that's about it for like what to expect and how the process works. Typically, programs are at least 90 days. And there are 6-month programs, there are year programs. I offer all of those as well. And I know some that like, once you get through that initial like setup and you've Like once you get things going and you don't need as much handholding and as much accountability, you know, some people just check in with their money coach twice a year to check in on their big goals, make sure they're on track, make sure that their goals still align with their plan and vice versa and make any tweaks that they need. But they don't need that like constant accountability and check-in like you do in the beginning. It's important to get an idea of what to expect from your coach with the package that you are paying for. And once that package is over, what is next, if anything, if you want to continue or if you need something that's not as intense, like more drawn out, like a check-in every couple of months, or maybe you just need the accountability piece and not the like hour-long sessions. You just need somebody to check in with you every other week to say, okay, what are you working on? Did you do it? And then what are you working on moving forward? Like what's on your to-do list? So, you know, that is up to the individual coach and program. And then of course, that's up to you and what you feel like you need to continue to be successful in your money journey. So I would say that most coaches should have, varying programs depending on what you need and what stage you are in. Because if you're brand new, you're going to need a lot more help than if you've been doing it for a couple of years and you just need to make sure that you are on the right track and that your goals and values align with what you're actually doing with your money. And those, you know, you don't need to meet as often with when you're just doing like overall planning versus like figuring out each paycheck and where you're going to be able to save and what you're saving for and all of those things. So I hope that makes sense. If you would like to talk to me about one-on-one coaching, we can do a quick meeting and see like what you need, what program would fit you best. Just email me at ashley@budgetsmadeeasy.com. And I will talk to you in the next episode.